我不知道大家对自己人生是否有定下一个目标过没有。
I'm not sure if you guys have set a goal for your life before.
我不知道你因着这个目标曾经付出很多努力的时候是否觉得疲惫过没有。
Or also feel tired after competing for a while for the goal.
会不会到一个地步你觉得想要放弃。
Maybe to a point that you want to give up.
很多时候我们在教会里面的服事我们也感到有一种疲惫感。
Oftentimes when we serve in church, we feel tired.
我们会在服事当中渐渐地发现有很多事情是我们无法面对去解决的。
And soon we realize there's a lot of problems that we cannot solve.
我们会渐渐发现在人生在世不论在我们社会当中在家庭里面也在教会当中的服事我们会面对一些我们觉得是没有道理的压力。
And also we will feel stress that are unreasonable in our daily life, in church, and in work field.
在那个时候至少对我来说我会开始问我自己一个问题。
And to me, when that happens, I ask myself a question.
我可以退出吗?
Can I quit?
我行不行就放弃好了?
Maybe I should just forfeit.
如果你也有跟我在经历人生苦难当中有这种想法的话
If you have the similar thoughts as I do
那今天我们刚刚所读的提摩太后书就是为你我而预备的
Then the passage that we just read is just prepared for you and I
提摩太是保罗亲自训练也是喜爱的一个门徒
Timothy was directly discipled by Paul and he was loved by Paul
提摩太后书就是保罗写给提摩太的一封书信
And 2 Timothy was a mail sent to Timothy from Paul.
当保罗使徒保罗被囚在罗马两年被释放之后呢
When Paul was released after being in Roman prison for 2 years,
他就回到他当初所建立的以弗所教会这个地方
He went back to the Ephesian church that he established.
他回去探望的时候，顺便就把他自己亲爱的一个门徒，也就是提摩太，留在那边，要让他治理那边的教会。
When he visited, he left Timothy, his beloved disciple over there, to manage the church over there.
而位居港口的以弗所是一个异教非常风行的一个地方。
An Ephesian church was located near a harbor, so therefore it was full of heresy.
提摩太就要治理在如此一个地方一个教会。
And Timothy has to manage a church that's in that kind of environment.
他的挑战不单单要面对当地风俗的这些异教的一个文化。
His challenge was not just the heresy of the environment.
就在那个时候，基督教内部的异端和势力也渐渐冒出来了。
Even within the church, heresy and authority was rising up.
这种不同的势力跟说法渐渐也冲击在教会内的信徒们。
And these kind of authorities go against each other within the church.
提摩太面对这些种种压力下
After being under such pressure for Timothy,
我不知道他是痛心呢，还是害怕。
I'm not sure if he's saddened by it or if he was scared by it.
我们知道他为他所处的环境流了许多的眼泪。
But what we know is he shed a lot of tears for that church.
因为保罗书就在这个提摩太后书的之前，他说：“我纪念你流的眼泪，提摩太，我知道你哭了很多，你为你现在的情况掉了很多的眼泪。”
But Paul reminded Timothy that he knows and he understands his tear, and he knows that he shed a lot.
就在保罗这样子写的时候，保罗自己是怎么样一个环境呢
？When Paul was writing this to Timothy, what kind of circumstance was Paul under?
原来保罗正在写字这样子关心提摩太的书信的时候，他自己被当时的一个暴君尼罗皇帝给抓了，关在罗马的一个监牢里面。
Paul was actually in prison because of the king Nero, and he was in prison writing this letter to encourage Timothy.
他正在关在里面等候死刑。
Paul was in prison waiting for his death penalty.
而在这个生死交关的情况底下，他还纪念提摩太，他写了这封书信跟提摩太说：“我在祷告当中纪念你。”
In this life and death situation, Paul still remembered Timothy, remembered his pain, and wrote this letter to Timothy to encourage him.
他说：“我纪念你的眼泪。”
He says, "I remember your tears."
如果你是提摩太
If you were Timothy,
你现在遇到这样的一个情况又收到这封信你会怎么样
When you're under this circumstance and you receive this letter, how would you feel?
你是不是会掉更多的眼泪呢
Would you shed more tears?
还是无所谓你说我现在就放弃好了
Or be whatever and give up?
还是说我接到这封信那我真是要听从我的好老师保罗的教训
Or after you receive this letter, you feel like you should listen to the encouragement of your teacher, Paul.
那保罗在这封书信里面，在刚刚我们所读的经文里面，他到底给了提摩太怎么样一个教训呢？
So what kind of teaching did Paul give to Timothy in this letter?
他在这边说，我儿啊，你要刚强啊。
He says, be strong.
他提了在刚强这个字在 这封信里面提了两次
In this letter, he said, be strong twice.
但是光光跟别人说刚强没有用的
But when you say to someone, be strong, it's only mere words.
当一个人遭受非常大的苦难的时候他非常心情非常不好的时候你跟他说心情要好
When they're going through a lot in life and you just tell them, oh, be well, be strong.
你觉得他心情会好吗？
Do you think they'll feel better?
实际上他的心情更加的糟因为他除了自己心情不好之外还加上你跟他说要心情好的一个压力
Because they're actually feeling worse because they have the stress of not feeling well and also have you telling them to be well. That also adds the stress.
光光告诉别人要刚强没有用的
Simply telling someone to be strong is not enough.
因为刚强若没有基础那不过是凭 血气匹夫之勇罢了
Because be strong without a foundation is just merely words. It's not going to do anything.
这个没办法持久。
It is not going to last long.
保罗在跟提摩太说，你要刚强，你刚强的原因乃是要在耶稣基督的恩典里刚强。
Paul tells Timothy to be strong, not to be strong on his own, but by the grace of Jesus Christ.
原来保罗说你刚强的真正一个秘诀是要你站在一个正确的基础上面
Because Paul tells Timothy you have to be on the right foundation in order to be strong
耶稣基督的恩典是刚强的源头跟动力
and The grace of Jesus Christ is the beginning and the motivation of strength
然后接下来保罗说你刚强之后你要做一件事情
Paul says after you being strong you have to do something
你要把真理和见证交托那些又忠心又能教导别人的人。
To place truth and testimony unto those who are faithful and able to teach others.
保罗很想提摩太在保罗自己受死刑之前赶快能够再见到提摩太一次。
Paul wants to see Timothy one more time before his death penalty.
但是他要提摩太先把教会的问题先好好解决了。
But Paul wants Timothy to solve the problems within the church first.
因此他跟提摩太他说你要把握时间。
So he tells Timothy to hold on to the time.
你要把握机会。
Use the time wisely.
把时间投资在那些愿意学也愿意教也有潜力能够教别人的人身上。
To place truth and time to those who are faithful and able to teach others and willing to learn.
你要知道谁有教导的恩赐。
Who has the power to teach?
他说你要做一个伯乐。
You have to be a talented scout.
你要知道把你的时间和精力放在这些人身上。
You have to use your time and energy wisely onto those people.
才能奠定好整个教会学习真理的一个基础。
Then you can be you can set a truth foundation for that.
然后接下来保罗用了三个比喻。
Soon after, Paul used three parables.
他讲了三种人。
He mentioned three types of people.
告诉提摩太，你应该如何因着这个三种人的比喻，了解如何在基督耶稣的恩典里刚强起来。
To teach Timothy how to be strong in Jesus Christ using these three different type of people.
这三种人分别是军人。
First one is soldier.
运动选手。
Second one is athlete.
跟农夫。
And the third is farmer.
这三个人，三种人有什么共同点呢？
What is the common theme between the three?
乃是这三种人都有他们自己的磨难。
Is that they have their own hardship.
军人有危险的磨难。
Soldier have danger.
军人也有不能代谢的磨难。
And they also have a non-slacking goal.
运动员有长期经过长期训练的磨难。
Athletes have long-term training hardship.
农夫有辛劳忍耐的磨难。
Farmers have difficult and patient hardship.
让我们今天就来好好思考这三种人所带出来的意义。
Let's look at these three meanings carried out by these three different type of people.
第一个是一个好的军人。
The first one is a good soldier.
一个好的军人乃是知道要怎么样讨招兵者欢喜。
A good soldier, is to please the commanding officer.
在中文圣经里面，这个好军人翻成基督精兵。
In the Chinese translation, the soldier of Christ is, to be said as good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Elite soldier.
Elite soldier.
但是更贴切的翻译应该就是像英文讲的基督的好兵丁。
To a better translation in English, the good soldier of Christ Jesus.
这边并不是说一个人非常的厉害，他非常勇猛，然后他可以做各样的事情，他是这个他像那个电影里面 Rambo 一样。
It is not to say someone who is very mighty, powerful, like the, a movie person, Rambo.
他不是一个单枪匹马的一个勇士。
Not someone who is long ranger.
一个好的兵丁乃是他有个正确的态度。
A good soldier means they have a right attitude.
他知道怎么样以身作则领导他底下的兵团。
How to lead by example.
好的军人能够带领他的团队冲锋陷阵。
A good soldier is an individual who can influence and encourage others.
他能够带动一个气氛，然后能够鼓励大家。
Able to encourage an entire platoon.
在第二次世界大战的时候，日本侵略中国。
During World War II, when Japan was invading China.
有一位军人，有位空军，他的名字叫高明久。
There was an Air Force captain named 高明久。
他是辽宁人。
He was from 辽宁。
高明久在德国受训的时候，他听了福音，就接受了耶稣基督为他个人救主，成为了天主教徒。
When he was going through training in France, he heard about the gospel and learned about Jesus, and he became a Catholic.
他非常效忠他自己的职分。
He was very devoted.
到一个地步，他把自己名字给改了。
To a point that he changed his name.
叫高志航。
To 高志航。
当时日本在攻打中国的时候，
When Japan was invading China,
他们拥有非常先进的战斗机。
They have a very advanced aircraft.
他们一共有这样子先进的战斗机，一共有2300架。
They have about 2,300 of them.
而中国这个那个时候，他中国只能跟其他的欧洲的国家买一些人家剩下来的旧飞机拼凑起来。
But China didn't have the advantage. They bought what was left over by European countries.
结果这些二手杂牌机，中国一共只有300架。
And in China, they only had these second-hand aircrafts, about 300 of them.
大家知道这一种杂牌机，它的机关枪还在螺旋桨的后面。The machine gun is right behind the propeller.
That.
结果你要射的时候，
when you have to aim,
你还要你的时间要对准，不然把自己的螺旋桨给打掉了。
You have to time it very correctly, or else you will break down your own shield.
所以当时中国的空军，他所有的训练跟他所有的备用以及他的后勤，均落后日本许多。
So the technology of Chinese, they are very behind compared to the Japanese.
所以要跟日本在空中打仗的话，等于是鸡蛋碰石头。
So when they have to fight in the air, it's like an egg hitting a rock.
就在1937年8月14号的时候，上海保卫队战日爆发。
When the war broke out in Shanghai during 1937, in August 14th.
结果高志航的第四大队就从河南周家口奉命立即迁到南京去。
高志航's troop flew from 河南 to 南京。
结果当他们部位一到的时候，他马上又起飞。
And when they came, they have directly go into the warfield.
他希望能够马上到空中，能够有制空权。
He wants to have the mission when he goes up in the air.
结果他一起飞不久，马上就看见敌机已经飞过来了。
But soon after he took off, he noticed enemies in the air.
他就用飞机做一个动作，做一个手势，叫底下的人赶快一起起飞，跟着他冲入敌军。
He immediately uses the aircraft as a signal to tell his groups to come up to fight.
原来那个时候日本的海军木根京航空队18架轰炸机已经越过海洋要来突击了。
Actually, 18 of the Japanese Navy Kasardus bombers, they already went across the ocean ready to attack.
结果高志航这个时候做一个动作。
So 高志航did one thing.
他就驾领他的飞机正面的迎着敌军的飞机直将这样飞去。
So he flew directly towards the enemy.
然后就这样开火。
And fired at them.
这是中国航空史上没有一架人没有一个飞行员敢这么做的。
Actually, none of the pilot was willing and able to do this.
结果高志航马上打下一架日本飞机。
Because of what he did, he was able to aim at the aircraft and took it down.
这是中国航空史上第一次把日本飞机打下来。
This was the first time a Chinese aircraft taking down Japanese aircraft.
高志航后面所有的同僚看见这件事情的时候，人心大振，全部一起跟着做同样的工作，正面迎击飞机，然后开始发射。
Because of his initiation, it strengthened the whole team, and they all started firing directly at the Japanese aircraft.
因为他们从来没有想象空战可以这样子打的。
Because they never thought they could do this in the past.
结果大家纷纷加入战场之后四处开花。
So when they joined, when he joined, they all started firing at the Japanese aircraft.
那场战争下来结果是6-0。
It was 6-0.
中国打下六架日本飞机。
The Chinese was able to take down 6 of the Japanese aircraft.
中方毫无损失。
And Chinese had no fatality.
结果根据在日本当时他底下的部队的消息呢
，And according to the Japanese news，
他们十八架飞机飞出去，最后只有5架飞机飞回来。
They had 18 aircrafts going out and only 5 came back。
在1944年6月12号
，On June 12, 1944，
有就在诺曼底登陆之后第六天。
Just 6 days after D-Day in World War II.
有位年轻的中尉，他的名字叫 Richard Winters.
A young lieutenant named Richard Winters.
他带了一批军士兵跑到法国的一个卡罗兰坦城的外围。
He led his men to the outskirts of Carentan.
他主要派的任务乃是带了一批散兵要从德国所占领的一个法国城镇当中夺回那个区域。
He was tasked to clear the large French town of its German defenders.
它虽然只是一个小的战场
，even though it was a small battle，
但是对刚刚开始起步要对付整个希特勒的军制来说，却有指标性的一个重要地位。
But it played a significant role in the massive effort.
就在他们走在这个乡村的这个道路上的时候
as Winter led his company up to the road towards the town,
结果对面的机关枪就开始扫射。
The company started taking machine guns firing directly from across.
这些年轻小伙子一听到枪声，马上吓得掉跑到路两旁的壕沟里面去。
The men instinctively dive into the cover, into the ditches.
然后在底下不敢动。
And they were afraid to move.
这实际上是一个非常危险的举动。
This is actually a very dangerous thing to do.
因为一掉到壕沟里面的时候，你就变成瓮中之鳖，人家就可以这样子扫射，把你整个壕沟里面的士兵全部扫光。
Not only was the success to mission, the success in mission put into jeopardy, but the men were easily targeted by the enemy machine gun.
就在这个时候，他带的领这个部队可能全军覆没了。
What happened next? When they were in this kind of situation.
结果就在这个时候，这个Winters 这个中尉做出一个举动。
And he did one thing.
他跳出了壕沟，拿着冲锋枪就往前冲，然后并且开始扫射。
Winters went into the middle of the road and start hitting, start firing.
他一面扫射，一面说：“出来，跟着我，出来，跟着我。”
Meanwhile, as he was shooting, he called his team and telling them to come out to help him.
他底下的同袍听到他们的小队长这样子叫的时候，也出来跟着这个小队长往前冲。
His word coupled with his heroic action motivated the man to get up and get into the fight.
结果他们就赢了这场胜战。
And they gained decisive victory over the Germans.
因着 Winters 的英勇，他激动了其他的士兵。
Because of Winters' disregard for personal safety in effort to help his team.
他不但打了胜仗，也救了整个军团的生命。
Not only did they win this fight, he was also He also saved his whole entire team.
什么叫基督的精兵呢？
What does it mean by a good soldier?
就是能敢以生命做榜样，让其他的工人能够跟随。
A good soldier of Christ is using your life as an example so that others can follow.
并且大声地鼓励你旁边的同袍。
Also encourage others.
保罗大声地跟提摩太说。
Paul said this to Timothy.
为了这个缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而，我不以为耻。
This is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is not a cause of to shame.
我为了基督受了这个苦难。
I am suffering because of Christ.
提摩太，跟着我，跟着我。
Timothy, follow me, follow me.
保罗接着在提摩太后书说：“我现在就要被交奠了，我离世的时候到了。”
Paul also says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near."
我为了基督的信仰，我可以死。
I can die for Christ.
你跟着我。
You follow me.
因为基督的榜样，保罗就献身了。
Because of Jesus' example, Paul is willing to offer up his life.
现在保罗也要因着自己的见证，要提摩太跟着他。
Now Paul uses his own testimony so that Timothy can follow.
他深知
he truly understands.
一个躲起来的兵在这个战场上是一点用都没有的。
A soldier who hides in the war field is useless.
另一个什么叫做好军人呢？
Another point of being a good soldier is this.
一个好军人就是效忠总司令的人。
A good soldier follows the commander in charge.
总司令的指令就是他整个生命的目标。
The commander's thoughts is his target.
所要兵丁所做的就是要忠心。
To be a good soldier is to listen to follow the commander.
在中国字来说，什么叫做忠心呢？这个忠是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to follow, to be faithful?
就是说你心的中央就是总司令的命令。
That means the target in your heart is to follow the commander in charge.
你生活其他所有的东西都是围绕着这个中心而转。
Everything in your life revolves around this target in your heart.
这个就是忠。
And that is the target.
It's the loyalty.
The loyalty.
有些人，我们刚信主的时候，我自己也是一样。
Myself included, when I first believe.
把基督的信仰当作一个崇高的嗜好。
We believe, we use our belief as a noble hobby.
患难时的依靠。
A dependence in trouble.
结果信仰不过是满足自我生活的一个点缀罢了。
Religion is merely an ornament to life.
也不过是达成我人生目的的一个工具罢了。
It's also a tool to fulfillment of life.
但是基督的工人却应该像一个打仗的军人。
However, worker of Christ should be like a soldier in war.
应该一个正在打仗的军人。
A soldier who is in the war field right now.
不会想到 Black Friday 有什么东西在 on sale 的。
Not thinking what's on sale on Black Friday.
一个正在打仗的军人。
A soldier in war currently.
不会想到他自己房子今天出了什么状况的。
Would not be troubled by what's going on with the house.
不会想到他自己要买什么车子的。
Not thinking what kind of car to buy.
不会想到他今天要得到什么学历的。
Not thinking what kind of education you'll get.
不会想到他现在银行存款有多少的。
How much money you have in the bank account.
他的焦点非常的单纯又精准。
His target is very precise and simple.
那基督精兵代表什么呢？
What about a good soldier of Christ Jesus?
基督精兵就是把基督的命令当作我生活的中心点。
And that is to put Jesus' command in the center of their life.
工作、学业、家庭、孩子、父母、财产、健康依然重要。
Career, education, family, children, parents, finance are also important.
但是这些工作、学业、家庭、孩子、父母、财产、健康、时间都是围绕在基督总司令底下命令当中所支持这个达成指令而存在的。
But all of these revolve around the order of our marshal, Jesus Christ.
是随时待命的。
We're waiting for his command.
保罗跟提摩太说，我受这些苦难，我不以为耻。
Paul says this to Timothy, I am not ashamed of what I'm suffering.
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能保全我所交托他的，直到那日。
And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted in him.
因为一个正在打仗的军人，他只想到要把这个使命达成。
A person who is in the warfield currently wants to finish the command.
我们作为基督的精兵，我们必须要提醒自己。
To being a good soldier of Christ Jesus, we have to be reminded.
我们不要怕死。
Not to be fearful of death.
实际上我很怕死。
Actually, I'm really scared of death.
不是肉体的死。
Not physical death.
有的时候是在环境当中，我是被一些事情，我是吓死。
A lot of times, I'm scared to death in situations.
但是基督跟我们说，我们不要怕死。
But Christ tells us to not be afraid of death.
因为我们已经死了。
Because we have already died.
我们已经死了就不怕死了。
Because we already died, so then you don't have to be afraid
of death. 我们怎么会已经死呢？
How come we already died?
因为基督已经为我们死了。
Because Christ has died for us.
有的时候我们被吓死，是因为我们怕我们自己的名誉受损，我们被吓死。
A lot of times we're scared to death because we are afraid of our character.
我们想到未来没有安全感，我们被吓死。
We don't have a set foundation in the future and we're scared to death.
但是保罗说，我们已经与基督同死了。
But Paul says we have already been, we already died with Christ.
如果已经死了，那已经没什么好怕的。
Since we already died, then we don't have to be scared of anything.
这一句话就使这个真理就使我们刚强起来了。
And this truth allows us to be strong.
保罗再一次提醒我们，我们今天基督精兵，我们正在打一场已经赢的战争。
Paul reminded us that us soldiers of Christ, we're fighting a war that has already been won.
因为基督最终会做王的。
Because Christ will eventually be king.
当他做王的时候，他会纪念所有为他国度付出的军队。
And when he is king, he will remember those who are doing his work.
当我们想到我们做出的每一件事情，我都会被神纪念的时候。
When we know that everything we do will be remembered in heaven.
我们又刚强起来了。
We will be strengthened.
第二个，我们要成为想要得到冠冕的运动员。
Secondly, we want to be an athlete who wants to obtain the crown.
今日我们所看见的奥林匹克比赛，实际上就是当初在耶稣时代已经有的希腊的竞赛。
Nowadays, Olympic is a tradition of the Greek sporting competition back in Jesus' day.
实际上，希腊运动员跟现在运动员一样，他们在比赛之前几个月甚至几年。就在教练的严格训练底下。
Similar to nowadays, the Greek athletes have to train under a coach for months and years ahead.
所以他们必须要非常的谨慎自己的身体。
They have to watch their body very carefully.
他们要训练身体每一块肌肉去符合他们要竞赛的那个项目。
They have to train up every single one of their muscles in order to compete.And a specific one that they're doing.
然后他们也要熟知这个竞赛里面的规矩。
They also have to understand the rule really clearly.
因为他们知道，如果要得冠冕的话。
Because they know if they want to achieve the gold medal.
你必须要按着规矩来。
You have to follow the rules.
没有捷径。
There is no shortcut.
我们一起来讲，没有捷径。
Let's say it together. No shortcut.
没有捷径。
No shortcut.
每一个运动员
，every athlete，
不能在注意自己饮食之后、受过训之后，然后又大吃 buffet。
They cannot eat buffet after strict training。
然后再休息两三个礼拜
，and rest for a couple weeks。
一个好的运动员，他 他唯有非常注意自己的饮食。
A good athlete must follow a strict guideline of food.
非常忍耐他的训练。
Endure the strict training.
然后注意规矩。
And remember the rules.
没有捷径。
There is no shortcut.
我们再说说一次。
Let's say it again.
没有捷径。
No shortcut.
基督的工人，同样的。
Being a good follower of Christ is the same.
我们是运动员。
We are just like athletes.
我们要固定吃两样东西。
We have to eat two things, strictly.
一个就是神的话语。
One is God's word.
神的话语一定要熟读。
God's word, you have to read it carefully.
那是生命的粮。
Because that is the food for spiritual life.
为了我们自己灵命成长。
To help us grow spiritually.
也为着能够抵抗撒旦。抵抗撒旦。
And also to fight against Satan.
我们教会已经在2017年准备好了月历。
Our church has a calendar for 2017.
如果大家还没有拿到的时候，请大家待会儿一定要拿一份。
If you have not taken one, please get one.
这个月历每一天都有读经的进度。
Every day of the year, there's a Bible reading plan.
让我们做一个运动员。
Let's be athletes.
我们要自我节制。
Let us watch ourselves and be strict.
我们要每天吃神的话。
We have to partake God's word.
因为运动员没有捷径。
Because being an athlete, there is no shortcut.
我们天天吃神的粮。
When we eat God's word every day.
到时候我们就是神国里的奥林匹克选手。
We'll be the Olympians in God's kingdom.
第二个基督徒要吃的是。
The second thing that you have to eat and that is endure difficulty.
吃苦是基督工人成长的必经之路。
And that is the path that all Christ workers must go through.
英国布道家Frederick W. Robertson 这么说。
An English name F.W. Robertson said this.
他说人生最佳美的东西都是从苦难出来。
He says, the best thing of life come out of wounding.
麦子必须磨碎。
Wheat is crushed before it becomes bread.
才能做成面包。香料必须经火才能发出浓郁的香气。
Incense must be cast upon the fire before its odor are set free.
泥土必须耕松才能适于下种。
The ground must be broken with a sharp plow before it is ready to receive the seed.
同样的，一颗破碎的心才能得到神的喜悦。
Similarly, it is the broken heart that pleases God.
人生最甜美的欢乐都是忧伤的果子。
The sweetest joy in life are the fruit of sorrow.
我们必须亲身经历许多的艰难，然后才会去安慰别人。
Human nature seems to need suffering to fit in, fitted for beings, being a blessing to the world.
如果你渴望做一个安慰者，你愿意成为有怜悯的恩赐的话。
If you aspire to be a son of consolation, if you partake of the precisely gifted of sympathy.
如果你想从自己身上流出新鲜的安慰的言语，去扶持那些正在受试炼的弟兄姊妹的话。
If you would pour something beyond commonplace consolation into a tempted heart.
你必须甘心乐意地付出一笔非常昂贵的学费。
You must be content to pay the price of a costly education.
这学费是什么呢？
What is that?
你必须像主那样受苦。
You must be like him.You must suffer.
C.S. Lewis 说得更好。
C.S. Lewis said it even better.
他说真正的问题不是一个虔诚谦卑笃信的人怎么会遭受苦难。
The real problem is not why some pious, humble, believing people suffer.
乃是为什么有些这样的人不会遭遇苦难。
But why do some not suffer?
因为我们是运动员。
Because we are athletes.
没有捷径。
There is no shortcut.
保罗说吃苦和患难是一定的。
Paul says facing difficulty and challenge is a must.
但是我们现在有基督的生命。
But now we have a life of Christ.
有他在我们里面活着。
We have him living within us.
我们知道这些患难就可以克服。
We know we're able to overcome these challenges.
当我们有这个了解的时候，我们就得到刚强了。
When we have this understanding, we will be strong.
我们也知道，既然我们参加这个运动赛
，We know that since we're in this competition,
最后应该有冠冕的吧
？We know there is a crown at the end of the line.
保罗说，我们要相信耶稣的信实。
Paul says we have to believe in the faithfulness of God.
守信的主，他一定会给那忠心服侍的人奖赏的。
A faithful God will definitely give his faithful servant the prize.
这个认知使我们刚强。
And that understanding allows us to be strong.
让我们愿意向着标杆直跑。
Let us willing to run straight ahead.
最后，保罗用第三个例子告诉我们
And thirdly, Paul uses the third example.
我们应该像个农夫
He says to be like a farmer.
实际上一个农夫每年都花极大的功夫去松土松那些似乎是荒芜的地
Every year, a farmer takes a lot of energy to flip through the empty land.
他需要有极大的信心让他自要告诉他说他现在做的不是徒劳无功的
He needs tremendous amount of faith to believe that his work is not in vain.
那他的信心是建立在什么上面呢
？Then what is his faith built upon？
他的信心不是建立他自己的辛劳的上面
，His faith is not built on his own toil，
而是建立在他将要撒下去的那个种子上面。
But it's built on the seed that he's about to plant。
因为他如果再大的辛劳
，Because it doesn't matter how much he toil，
如果他撒下去的
，if what he puts down
是小石头
，is a piece of rock。
哎，没有意义。
It is useless.
他说：“我弄再贵一点呢，我把 Intel 的那个晶片撒下去好了。”
He says, "Okay, I'll be a little more expensive. Let's toss the Intel chip into the ground."
也没有用。
It is useless.
但是如果撒下去的是有带有生命的种子的话
，But what he puts down is a seed containing life.
后来的收获和就与他现在投资下去的辛劳成了正比。
Then the reward will balance out the toil he's putting into.
更奇妙的是
the more wonderful thing is,
当农夫收成的时候
when the harvest day comes,
当他收成的果实里面
the reward that he harvests,
结果还有种子
there's seed within the fruit.
是绵绵不断的
It is not, it's endless.
结果只要农夫他努力投资，他的报酬是倍增，而且永不止息。
As long as the farmer is willing, his reward far outweighs his investment.
基督的工人们就应该像农夫一样。
Worker of Christ should just be like farmers.
我们也许借着我们的言语、我们的文字、我们的行动、我们的任何的可能性，把我们自己的生命，把借着我们的身体这一切。把基督的真理撒在人的心田里。
We can use our language, words, and action as well to spread the truth of Christ Jesus into people's heart.
并且去耕种。
Also nurture it.
我们到 supermarket 去买种子。
When we go to supermarket to purchase seeds.
我知道在座有一些是农夫。
I know some of you are farmers.
哦，你们很喜欢种东西。
They like you like to plant things.
你怎么知道你种的东西可以长出来？
How do you know whatever you plant will grow?
因为你相信那个包装上的图片。
Because you believe the pictures that's on the packaging.
图片上什么带给你希望。
Whatever is on the picture gives you hope.
图片上的东西成为你的动力。
The picture on the packaging gives you motivation.
而且你也对这个 supermarket, 这个超级市场有信心。
You have faith in the supermarket.
你对美国这个文化、美国这个法律制度有信心。
You have faith in the cultural law of America.
你知道你买的东西不会是假货。
You know that whatever you purchase is not fake.
因为我们经历过这边的文化，这边的生活。
Because we have experienced this culture, this life in America.
我们就有信心了。
And we have faith.
基督的工人就像农夫。
Christ's worker is just like a farmer.
我们经常辛苦地做福音工作。
We often toil in spreading the gospel.
我们也许做一天两天一次两次
We might do it one day or two day or once or twice
没有果效
There's, You don't get any reward
一个礼拜两个礼拜
A week or two
人家不想理你
Then nobody wants to listen to you
一两个月
a month or two.
人家觉得你很奇怪。
People think you're weird.
也许过十年、二十年都没有果效。
Maybe even after 10 or 20 years, there's still no seed.
但是我们的信心是建立在我们撒的种子里面。
But our hope is built upon the seed that we spread.
知道这种子如果一生长出来，它是爆炸性的，有爆发性的生命力立在里面的。
We know that once the seed starts to grow, it is explosive.
我们这为什么有这样的认知呢？
How come we have this kind of understanding?
因为我们自己经历过。
Because we ourselves have experienced it.
当初神赐给我们生命的话语在我们的里面的时候。
When God gave us the life into us.
不是给我们生命动力了吗？
It did not just give you, didn't just give you motivation already.
不是让我们对永生有盼望了吗？
Didn't it give us hope for the future?
不是让我们能够超脱现在世间的残累了吗？
Didn't it help us overlook the problem in this world?
因此我们知道我们撒给别人的种子将来它一定会爆发出生命力的。
Therefore, we know that the seed that we plant into others, it will grow explosively.
只要我们努力。
As long as we're willing.
信心是建立在种子，不是在我的行动上。
The faith is built upon the seed, not on our action.
但是当我知道那个种子是带有生命力的时候
，But once we know that the seed contains life,
我就全然的愿意投入。
We are willing to pour our life completely into it.
一位属灵长者朱道书弟兄这么说
，A spiritual elder brother said this.
他在解释为什么农夫是先尝果实呢？是多么美好的事呢？
He says, why is it beautiful for the farmers to partake the first fruit?
他说做主工就先尝到主的滋味。
Because workers of God first experience God's grace.
你先做主工，你就先越服侍主，你就越享受主了。
The more you serve God, the more you experience God.
然后你就先看到主的作为了。
And you're able to see his work.
而你服侍主越多，你的享受就越多。
And after you serve more, you'll be able to enjoy God more.
享受越高，你的服侍就越高。
And once you enjoy more, you're able to serve God more.
到最后，你没办法明确的分辨到底是先种了，还是先然后再享受果子，还是先享受果子，你再去耕种。
To a point that you cannot separate whether you plant the seed first and then enjoy it, or vice versa.
当我在做讲台服事的时候
，When I was preaching up here，
谁先享受到
？Who experienced it first? Who enjoyed it first?
是我。
Actually, it was me.
大家在服事小朋友儿童主日学的时候，谁先得到祝福呢
？When you serve the children, who gets to experience and enjoy it first?
当你这做翻译的时候，是谁？是哪一个人先得到这个话语的？
When you translate up here, who was the one that got nurtured and was able to experience God first?
我每次短宣，每年短宣回来的时候，都感觉到体力崩溃的感觉。
Every time I come back from short-term mission, I feel physically weak.
回来第二个礼拜，我总是跟我说不能再这样搞下去了，我不行了，受不了。
And the second week, I'll tell myself, oh, I can't do this anymore. I can't take this.
但是我又回常常又接到那些我传福音对象的人，他们送了一些写信或者写 email 给我。
But I often receive messages from those I reached out before.
哦，又如打了强心针。
It's like giving a steroid shot.
再一次激励了我。
It encouraged me tremendously.
前几年前我去短宣的时候遇到一个女孩。
A couple years back, when I went on short-term mission, I met a girl.
她的家境非常的困难。
Her family background is very poor, very harsh.
她的妈妈生病需要钱，医病。
Her mom is sick and requiring a lot of medical expenses.
爸爸因此必须要到外地打工，这样子赚钱给她妈妈。
Therefore, the dad has to leave and work elsewhere in order to make money for.
她自己不但背负着升学的压力，她自己还要打工去支持家里。
The girl herself has stress from school.But also has to go out and make money for the family.
偏偏家里就出一个弟弟。
Of course, in the family, there's a younger brother.
这个弟弟学坏了。
The younger brother went on the wrong path.
逃家不要紧。
Not only he ran away from home.
回家还要偷钱。
When he returned home, he steals money.
不然就在街上等他姐姐回来，跟他姐姐要钱。
or wait on the street for his sister and ask for money.
当我去短宣的时候，跟他离别的时候，他跟我倾诉他生活上的这些难处。
Before I was leaving from the short-term mission, the girl came up to me and told me about her situation.
她走的时候，她说 ，Uncle George, 你告诉我我应该怎么办。
Before she left, she says, Uncle George, what should I do?
你知道那时候我就哭了。
You know, at that time, I cried.
我能怎么办？
Because I know I cannot do anything.
于是我跟她说相信耶稣他会带领。
So I said to her, believe in Jesus, he will guide you.
你要做的就是传福音。
What you have to do is spread the gospel.
但是一方面我内心又在想。
But on the other hand, in my heart, I was thinking.
我说的容易。
It's easy for me to say.
我待会跟你说拜拜了。
Soon after, I'm going to say goodbye to you.
我不想讲一些不负责任的空话给他。
I don't want to just tell you mere words.
但是刹那之间，我突然忘记了福音是有大能的。
All of a sudden, I forgot that the gospel has power.
我突然想，我不能这么想。这个福音是有莫大的能力在里面，他给了他就会改变他人生。
All of a sudden, I think to myself, I cannot think like that. Once I give the gospel to her, it contains power and it will change her life.
我就赶快的为他切切的祷告。
And I, all of a sudden, I came back and prayed for her.
我跟他说，你要相信耶稣的应许。
I tell her, you have to believe in God's faithfulness.
实际上我在跟他说，实际上我在跟我自己讲。
Even though I'm talking to her, I'm actually talking to myself.
这个女孩前天送个 WeChat 给我，一个 一个信短信给我。
A couple days ago, the girl sent me a WeChat message, a letter message.
他说 ：“Uncle George， 好久没跟你联络了。”
She says, "Uncle George, long time no chat."
最近忙吗？今天是感恩节，感恩节快乐。
Are you busy? Haven't talked to you in a while. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
上个星期我被主提醒说要向你表达感谢。
Last week I was reminded by God to tell you my appreciation.
感谢你那么多年的暑假，每一年的代价来到这里。
Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for the sacrifice you made in coming to here.
我在你的小组当中听到圣经的真理。
I'm often in your small group and able to hear you talk about the truth.
谢谢你听我的倾诉，开导我。
Thank you for willing to hear me out, hear my cries.
用神的话语鼓励我。
Using God's word to guide and encourage me.
谢谢你用你的生命来影响我的生命。
Thank you for using your life to affect my life.
来到大学，我在团契当中更多的成长。
After entering to college, I grew a lot more in the fellowship.
更加渴慕读圣经。
I desire to read the Bible more.
更加想要传福音。
I also want to spread the gospel more.
我们团契有一个感恩节布道会。
Our fellowship had an evangelistic meeting.
我请了新朋友来到我们当中。
I invited a couple of my friends.
他们三个今天都做了决志祷告。
All three of them made the prayer to follow Christ.
真是感谢主。
Thank the Lord so much.
虽然我们很久没有见面了
even though I haven't seen you for a long time,
但是我有常常为你祷告。
But I've often prayed for you.
求主一直保守。
May God protect you.
收到这种信，我还想不想停止传教
？After receiving a message like that, how can I stop preaching the gospel?
不是我把福音传给他。
It is not I who spread the gospel to her.
是她把福音传给我。
It is her who spread the gospel to me.
有的时候我对福音有一点害怕。
Oftentimes I'm afraid of gospel.
但是我想到，我就当作农夫吧。也许我看到没有东西长出来，我就撒种吧。
Maybe I'll be a farmer, seeing empty ground, I'll toss a seed in there.
但是多少时候那个收成再一次提醒我。
Oftentimes, the reward, the crop, reminds me
做一个忠心的农夫
to be a faithful farmer.
因为做主工的先尝果实
because a worker of Christ is able to receive the share of crop first.
我希望在座我们今天每一位
I hope that every one of you
都能尝到这个传福音得到的这个美好的果实的滋味。
Every one of you able to partake and receive the share of the crop.
你有尝到这些滋味的。
When you receive these,
我欢迎大家常常做见证，鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都做农夫。
I want you to be share your testimony and share to others so that others can be encouraged by you.
让我们在基督的恩典里打一场已经得胜的仗。
When we focus on fighting a fight that has already been won in the grace of Christ.
我们训练自己。
We train ourselves up.
我们注意饮食。
We watch what we eat.
因为我们要得到耶稣为我们预备好的冠冕。
Because we want to receive the crown that Jesus Christ has already prepared for us.
我们做农夫耕种。
We are like farmers farming.
因为我们要享受主已经为我们准备好的收成。
Because we are able to partake the share of crop that God has prepared for us.
神不呼召那些有能力有资格的人。
God does not get those who are able, who are capable.
他乃是呼召，乃是使那些被呼召的人成为有能力、有资格。
He trained those he calls to be able.
我们今天蒙召就是做主的工人，就已经是恩典了。
When we are called by God, we already receive the grace.
因为今天神给我们的信息告诉我们，我们要在他的恩典当中刚强壮胆。
May we focus on God and what He has given us, be able to be strengthened in the grace of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们做一个简短祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你教导我们。
You have taught us.
要努力往前。
To go forward.
要得到你已经为我们预备好的冠冕。
To receive the crown that you have already prepared for us.
让我们在你的话语里面扎根
，so that we can be rooted in your word.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.